Please rise. Join me in the salute to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Okay, our clerk will now take the roll call.
Councilmember Watson.
Present.
Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Holson.
Here.
Councilmember Ingram.
Here.
Councilmember Mutchler.
Here.
Councilmember Birch.
Here.
Councilmember Goodrich.
Here. All present accounted for. Good job, council. Okay, next up is the public comment period. This is the period where the time in the audience where you can come forward and speak on anything that's not on tonight's agenda, anything you'd like to address the council, any other subject. Do you want to let him go for you? Or
yes.
Fred, you're up.
I'm first all the time. Then somebody else goes first.
Okay. Well, I think John just wants to be last.
Yes. Save the best for last.
Okay. Ernie?
So,
how about Ernie?
You really want me to go up?
It's up to you, Ernie.
We haven't seen you for a while, Ernie, so we'll welcome you.
Where's the sign-up sheet? I would like a few questions. Is this true?
What's that?
You don't know you put it out.
What are you?
It says City for the year-end newsletter. 2014 will begin with efficient, balanced budget. Is it balanced? So why are we asking for extra money? Number two, what is the speed limit in town? I've asked this every time I've been up, and nobody will answer or take care of it.
I don't think anyone didn't answer you. It's 25 miles per hour in town.
Fine. Let's enforce it. How about that? Who enforces snow removal? If you are a good outfit here, right there.
I didn't understand the cell removal.
Snow removal.
Snow, I apologize.
Oh, snow removal?
Yeah. I shoveled 78 feet in front of my house on the day of that before. After that happened, that's when I went up. Thank you.
Thanks, Ernie. Mm-hmm. Next up. Welcome.
I feel like I'm part of the party here. My name is Fred Rudolph, and I live in Portal Creek Park, number 57. And I've lived there for 7 years. A month ago, I was here. I asked for some safety things for the kids that live in the neighborhood of Portal Way. And I would like to know if anything has been done.
Not at this time.
Not, why not?
Public Works want to tackle that, or shall I tackle that?
Well, I think what was brought up at that time was that we were going to look into a couple grant opportunities and submit for some possible, like a sidewalk project. And those processes just take time. I think the applications are probably due in May. And then as far as any funds being awarded would be later in the year. So, you know, putting a project together like that, it can take months.
Now, nothing happens until May? Then how long?
They typically, it's usually like 6 months later. If our project was selected for funding, it'd be like 6 months later that the funds would actually be available. And then we'd have to design the project and then construct it. So probably the earliest that something could happen would be...
would be nothing done for summer, huh?
No, probably not this summer.
Well, I hope the hell nobody gets killed on that road this summer, for your sake. And I'm going to go to the school district and get a number of children that live in that neighborhood. And that will give you some figures of how many kids live there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be helpful.
And I also asked for one other thing. A crosswalk on the off-ramp going north.
And that area there would be under the state.
When is that going to be done? Does that take an act of Congress to do that too?
Well, that there is the state has jurisdiction of that area, so they would need to review and approve that. So
okay.
That's not something that the city that we could go out and do.
And even on Portal Way, there's not one crosswalk on the whole darn street. But you walk around town here and you can see crosswalks all over. Not one on Portal Way.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
There may not be...
Kids don't cross the street?
I'm
here for the kids, nothing else. The road can go to pot, but I want a walkway for the kids and something that they can be protected with.
There's no doubt, Fred, that we have needs for sidewalks there and lots of places in the city. We do have need for more sidewalks. There is no doubt about that.
Part of the way the traffic is picking up more and more, and there's more tractor-trailer traffic on that road than there ever was before. And I got one other thing. I was up to the city hall last week, and I just mentioned something to them. If a new person comes in town, and you tell them, I have an address on 2nd Street, and I tell them to go down Main Street and turn on right onto 2nd Street, then where does he go? He turns on to 2nd Street, then he comes into Pfister Drive, so he goes a little bit further, then he comes to 3rd Street, and if he happens to turn right, he'll go up to Washington Street. And if he's lucky, he turns right again, he'll go to 2nd Street. Why isn't 2nd Street from the railroad called Portal Way?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. We had lots of debate over that. We talked about that. Remember that? We said, is it Portal Way? Is it 2nd Avenue Extension? Mm-hmm. It probably could be. It's still in a straight line.
We could still rename it.
I mean, but in a straight line, it's still 2nd.
Yeah, I mean it is.
Yeah. Initially, when we closed the overcrossing here, my thought was that police and fire, especially aid calls, might want to have a different name so they don't get confused. But I was told that wasn't a problem for them because they kind of have computer aided dispatch, so they know it. But others who come to town,
couldn't that be just changed to Portal Way? From the railroad track?
We control the names of our streets in the city, so that's something we could change. If there was.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because it is, I guess, it isn't a complete straight line, but it's, there's the thing. That's confusing. It's 2nd here. The railroad stops at 2nd over there. I mean, if you guys want to look at a map of Bellingham, there are streets that are here, and they may not connect till 5 miles away, because you look at the map in terms of trying to draw them out. Councilperson Ingram?
Portal Way is a block over from 2nd. So how could that be Portal Way on 2nd Avenue?
Well, 2nd
connects in a roundabout to Portal Way, but they're two separate streets.
Right. Remember, we had this.
Yeah, we did.
We had this.
Yeah,
we
called something else.
And you got the problem.
Councilperson Hansen?
The problem with Thornton Road at the roundabout, people might think if you take that Thornton Road exit out of the roundabout, you can get up on the Thornton. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
There are those abnormalities in streets where streets don't connect. We have them all over the city. This is only one example.
Yeah, you look, in terms of if you were probably doing MapQuest or something and you headed south on 2nd, you'd probably run into a dead end right over here.
I don't think you would. Have. I was going to say the mapping is so advanced that you're not going to get confused now.
Yeah.
Not everyone has those though. But.
I don't know. I guess council can change names of streets for a realistic thing. I don't know. You have to convince more of those people out there to change the name.
It's just confusing as hell.
Yeah, it is. We have some other streets like that. I urge you, get out and look at it as a service person. When I grew up in Bellingham, there's that street way over there.
Yeah, and then to boot, that fella is going to build that restaurant there on Portal Way. It would be a lot better for his business because Portal Way, as it stands now, at the lumber yard there, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, maybe let's move it to the committee and we'll have a discussion on it.
Worth having a discussion.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so it would be
planning.
Would it be Public Works or
it'd
you guys do.
Planning does the addressing.
Yeah.
I have a couple names.
Okay, so does that mean
Yori Lane?
So planning and land use committee at next Wednesday at what time?
It won't be next Wednesday.
April 2nd, actually.
I will get you the official street map. That has not been updated since 1972.
Okay, so to tell Fred when he wants to attend.
It would be 9 a.m.
April 2nd.
April 2nd, yes.
9 a.m. April 2nd.
At City Hall.
Super.
At City Hall.
And yes. Could I just regress to one more thing about safety for the kids? I'd like to read this to you. The goal of every budget in the city is to lay the foundation to serve our citizens. We want to preserve the needs and services that Ferndale residents have come to expect in the past and into the future. Our citizens should always feel they are well cared for with streets that allow them to travel in a safe manner. And I don't know if I should tell you who wrote this. Mayor. And I would like to see this adhered to on expediting something for the kids so that they can walk the street safely. Thank you very much.
Great.
Thank you.
Which one of you is our school liaison? Would you do the research in terms of, you're interesting to know, the bus route pickup on Portal Way? And kind of, you know, then they'd know their numbers, just to add to that discussion.
I'll have that by the second.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Any more in the public comment period? Anyone else out there other than you? Welcome, sir.
Papa John, 6070 Femaloy Avenue. And I have two presentations to make to the mayor, and then I have a request for all the rest of you, subsequent to that. And I spared no expense in the wrapping, as you can see. But it is local business, Rite Aid, say so. Now, here's one thing. You have to open this, because it looks like it's coffee. Okay, now there's something in here I have to explain once you open it.
Open it away from you.
I always think one of these days I'm going to open one of these things, they're going to, you know, explode.
It is. It's going to go boom.
You have to kind of take it
down. Open it away. Open it away.
Right, now let me explain.
At the one end of it is a very tiny brush-like object, and the other part is a rabbit. So therefore, it's obviously a hairbrush.
You only have eight hairs.
Yeah. Well, you can eat the rabbit, though, and it won't be a hairbrush anymore. And the other thing I have is, since today is obviously, some of us remembered, is St. Patrick Day, and I am part Irish, German, Dutch, Swedish, Scot, Irish, I'm all messed up. But in light of the fact, too, that on Friday is spring, I mean, is it Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
Thursday? Anyhow, in order to honor both of those, I thought I'd give you a bar of Irish food. And then, with one more thing, though, I keep getting to ask the city council for your help and also the staff for your help, because I want to put Ferndale on the map, and that would be on the map of incredibly attractive artistic endeavors. And I alluded to this once before, but we have new members now, so I want to tell the audience, too, that Michelangelo has nothing on me. I mean, you have a resident, Rembrandt, right here, okay? Because I've now run out of space at home for all the blanks that I've drawn. So now I need an entire huge auditorium with my blanks in there that I've drawn. And here I'm going to make money by charging people for coming in making blank stares. And then the students and the teachers can come in and I'll charge them for filling in the blanks. So it'll be an attraction that I'm sure that'll be on everybody's agenda when they come up to Ferndale's to go to my museum of blanks. What do you think? It's an incredible artistry because I don't have any medium.
Blankety blank museum.
Okay, thank you.
Think of all.
Okay.
Mayor, I have a question for Papa John.
We were this close.
The multiple choice.
Yes. How much sleep do you lose nightly thinking of all this?
No, I just have strokes, you know, brain waves. Strokes of genius, of course.
Okay. Moving on. Council before you is the consent agenda.
Move to accept.
Second. Okay, been moved and seconded. I would believe Councilperson Olson was the second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries 7-0. Okay, introduction by the Public Works Department.
Good evening, Council. I'm Janice Marlega, Public Works Director, and I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce two Public Works employees. They are current employees but have recently received promotions and have different job titles and responsibilities. The first employee is Art Longstreth. Can I stand for just a second? Art was previously the Public Works Inspector. He is now the Engineering Services Supervisor. He's worked for the city for 10 years. He has 10 years in as on the maintenance crew and then 10 years as the Public Works Inspector. And in addition to that, he has 20 years with private construction. So he definitely brings a lot of experience to this new position. And then we have Larry Honeycutt. And Larry worked on the maintenance crew for 5 years, and prior to that, he worked in the building trades for over 15 years. And so he's now the Public Works Inspector, and so we have a couple photos. I don't know if you want to kind of explain these briefly, and we'll pass these around just to give you an idea on some of the things when Larry's out there, what he's looking for. And so hold on 1 second. But also wanted to hand out, we had our GIS specialist go through and put together a map for us that shows our current projects covered under a development review permit and then our kind of our up-and-coming projects. And so this gives you an idea on just the number of projects that they're currently working on right now and how they're kind of all spread out. So I made a copy for each of the council members and the staff. Take a look at those, and yeah, so you'll see right now under current projects there's 18. So those 18 projects, we've got Larry out there, you know, running around trying to get to those projects on a daily basis, and each of those projects are at like a different stage in the construction process. And some of these projects we might be working on for one might be for 6 months and one might be for a couple of years that we have them. And then I just, when a project is submitted, this is what we, and there's civil improvement. Here's just an example plan set. So this is what Art will get a hold of this. And here's just an example of where we start. And he's got to go through all of these sheets and check. He's looking at the street improvements and the utility improvements and making sure that everything complies with our city standards. And it's really important that they do comply with the standards because the majority of these streets and utilities are turned over to the city once they're completed. So then we own and maintain those facilities. And so that's why it's so important that the plans are reviewed and that Larry is out there inspecting, making sure that everything is constructed per the plans. Yeah. And so I just, Art, just really quick, just touch on this. And then we'll pass these around just to give them some idea on just all the detail that's just involved.
Is this one just a...
Yeah, and we can go this way.
Just a catch basin that it's got a potential for settlement.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it can be recorded. So that has a potential for a settlement around it. So mm-hmm. We take a picture of every one of those take a picture of the grout job and label it so it's what invert it is, north, west, south, or east, and then record that with that project. And so there could be 30 or 40 of those, or there could be two. But that's where a lot of the settlement happens, is if you get a crack in that and then the sand and the, you know, gets a little, works into a crack and it gets bigger and pretty soon... We got a street repair. I made a lot of street repairs when I got here 22 years ago. So that's one of the things that we do.
One more? Oh, okay.
This is just a site tour. It's a connection. So we just go through the process, make sure it's got foam, make sure it's vetted, make sure everything's correct. So that's that. All right? Yep.
So there's definitely a lot of detail, a lot of things that have to be checked on the plans and out there in the field. So I just wanted to thank both Larry and Art for accepting these positions. And we're just very fortunate to have two just really highly qualified, hardworking employees on our development, review, and inspection team. So I just wanted to thank them both.
Any questions for those employees? I want to note that it was very interesting when I first became mayor, and a lot of my contractor friends called me and they said, "Well, could you do anything about the public works inspection in Ferndale?" And I said, "Well, what is the problem?" And he said, "Well, that Art guy just wants everything right all the time. He won't let us make any mistakes, and he really wants everything right." And it's like, "Well, why would I not want an employee to do that? I mean, when a pipe underground isn't done right, we're not going to see the problem till way later when you're not really around. Your bond might be gone, you know, like Parts talks about. The street falls in, something collapses, and you're not around. Why would I have an employee that doesn't want to write? Why are you saying you don't want to write?" Well, some other cities kind of let us slide a little bit. I said, "Well, I think you've talked to the wrong mayor." So that's great. I've never shared that with Art, but it's a true story, and Art has done a lot in terms of saving this city money way down the road that he'll never get thanked for, he'll never see, but hopefully he drives around the road someday and said, "It's not collapsing because I made somebody make sure it didn't." So good job, Art. Okay, anything else?
Any questions?
Hundreds.
About 18 of them.
All right, well, good job. Thank you. Okay, so you're probably still staying up there, aren't you? Okay. Next one up is item D, the contract for the wastewater facilities plan consultant.
Looking around my plans there. All right, when our wastewater treatment plant gets close to capacity, then we have to start planning for either plant upgrade or plant replacement. And you usually need to start planning, you know, well in advance, because it's not a process that can be, you know, hurried along. So typically you need like five to six years to go through the planning, design, and construction process. So this year we're scheduled to start planning our upgrade or replacement on our plant. So we start by updating, just taking a look at our sewer comp plan. This Wilson Engineering started working on this in 2010 and it was adopted by DOE in 2012. One of the DOE requirements was that we need to start planning our plant upgrade, you know, as soon as possible, into 2013, definitely by 2014. We've got to update this just to make sure all of our numbers are current, any of the assumptions that we made are correct. So that this year has to be updated from that. Then we start working on the facility plan. And in here we'll be looking at just different options on our plant. It's like, can we just upgrade the plant, just add to it? Is that going to, will that work? Can we still meet permit requirements and meet the capacity demand? Or do we need to look at like a completely new system? And that there, we'll get that figured out through our planning process. So the planning process will start this year, and then we're scheduled to be completed at the end of 2015. So we'll have a little bit less than the 2 years. And then the plans that we put together have to be sent to DOE. Then they review and approve those. And that process takes some time also. So we advertised for consultants. Did the RFQs, we interviewed, and we selected Wilson Engineering to work on the sewer comp plan and the facility plan update. And so the council has paperwork in front of them seeking approval to proceed with agreement with Wilson. The dollar amount, the contract amount is $239,320. We have this in our sewer CIP. It's actually covered under two line items, the sewer comp plan and the facility update. And so the dollar amount is right around this. So we're not higher. So we have this money in our sewer fund, and we need to start work.
Just for a question that wasn't asked in committee is, what if the city, obviously the state says, okay, your plant gets a certain capacity, you must start planning for expansion. What if the city says, no, we're not going to do that? What happens to the
That's
city?
That's a good question, but I'm hoping.
I mean, I know the state always tells us things. What if the city goes, oh, we're not going to do that?
Yeah, I don't know if that means that we could possibly be subject to fines or, but one key thing right now is we're in the process of renewing our permit, our NPDES permit, that allows us to discharge into the Nooksack. So I don't know if they would hold on to that or what. Yeah, so that's a good question, and I don't know the answer
City
to that.
City Administrator, you want
I
to tackle that?
I just figure we need to do this.
It'd be interesting to see what would happen. Interesting, just
I don't know if I want to go that way.
I don't think it would be interesting at all.
At some point in time, I'm sure the state would take legal action and stop you from issuing permits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can't adequately and appropriately treat wastewater, the state's not going to let you know bypass and just dump right into the river. So I think at some point that they would probably go through legal action to force us to do it.
Okay, interesting.
There are private organizations as well.
What's that?
The private organizations like the Puget Sounders. We've had altercations with the Puget Sounders before regarding the discharge into the Nooksack and have lost lawsuits. Ferndale has lost lawsuits. All of that was executive session material. I mean, other than the fact that we lost, we were fined by in the court resolution with the resolution from Puget Sounders. We lost the case. There was an amount of money set that was our fine, and if we used. I think the way this went is if we use that amount of money toward clean water projects, then we didn't have to pay the fine directly to them. But we lost the court case to the Puget Sounders because our effluent contained more heavy metals or E. coli or whatever than the limit allowed. So not only are you going to have the state, you're going to have some private agency out there that's going to sue you if things aren't working right.
Okay. So. Thank you for sharing. Hand up was Councilperson Goodrich, and then I'll go down the line.
I was going to make a motion to accept the contract as presented.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Further questions? Councilperson Goodrich. Excuse me.
Goodrich.
Look that way. Yeah, I was going Goodrich.
What was the name of the other firm that you interviewed?
CHS Engineering. They were out of Bellevue.
And how did Wilson edge out them?
Wilson prepared our sewer comp plan. They set up our sewer model. They're very familiar with our wastewater treatment plant. They've been helping us with the permitting probably, 10 plus years. And, they help out with the biosolids. So just the amount of experience that they've had and just the other projects that they've worked for.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? A motion, a second. I saw some other hands up for discussion, but we're okay. Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Okay. Large, giant debate over the Parks, Recreation, and Trails Advisory Board. Councilperson Watson basically is all over the city, and she decided to lessen her duties by letting go of the per tab liaison, and Councilperson Goodrich has said he would like to take that over. He's a member of the Hair Society, so that's a good tie. So I would urge that you accept that. Councilperson Mutzler?
I move that Councilmember Goodrich is appointed as the per tab liaison.
Second.
Okay, moving second. Further discussion? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, it's a tough one. Tell your friends it was a tough discussion.
Mayor, if I may.
Yes.
It's in regard to liaisons. Tomorrow I'm testifying to the Port of Bellingham regarding a major change in the Bellingham International Airport Advisory Committee. Essentially, that committee is going to be split, and the charge to what was called the Bellingham International Airport Commission is going to be tremendously changed. I'm not even sure it's going to be called the same name. There's going to be a split committee, and there is the potential for two representatives from the city of Ferndale from the council, as well as a representative from the Chamber of Commerce. Once that has occurred, if it occurs tomorrow, I will be resigning from the BIAC as it stands today, and you'll be looking for someone else.
But you would stay on airport advisory.
Well, no. It depends on whether or not they will accept, you know, what they call the TIAC, the Technical Advisory Committee. That's the one I would prefer to be on.
Okay.
And they will need a representative from BIAC.
Okay.
Okay, so okay. I'm just warning you that that's coming. So if anybody's got an interest in airport noise.
So a thought process, do you know when that would meet and how frequent?
There's talk about once every 2 months and talk about once every 6 months. So, we won't know for a while.
It's probably an afternoon?
Currently, it's 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So, we'd either have two members or one?
That's correct.
Okay.
And this is a heads up only. As soon as we know something, you'll know something. But we'll go through the administration committee at that point.
Okay.
So, if you have an interest in airports, specifically the noise.
I used to fly planes.
Oh, good. You're the rep.
Do you still have your license?
Hmm? Okay, moving on. Mayor reports. The mayor has no reports. So, council reports. Anything to report? Councilperson Ingram, and then Goodrich after that.
Well, I would just kind of like to invite council and anybody on staff that might be free on Saturday to come by and check out the community meal. We never see anybody from council. We support this program as a city, and yet we're never there to see what it's all about. And the menu this coming Saturday is beef stroganoff. So,
time and place?
United Church of Ferndale on Washington Street. We serve from 10 till noon.
Thank you. Councilperson Goodrich, then Watson, then Metzler.
I attended the fire district meeting this morning. It was different than their normal meeting time. We discussed Church Road closure. One of the things that they brought up, that they're going to be working really closely with Katie, but they were saying on the west side that there's a private road that we're looking at, trying to see if they can get access and the barricades removed to help the people on the west side and stuff. So they're looking at seeing if that happens or not, I don't know, but at least the fire department is looking at some other options of getting around.
Might as well get it out there and announce the public now. So, I mean, the more people can get out. So, Janice, you want to announce when the period where Church Road will be closed so we can just get out there?
April 14th.
April 15th.
To?
Church Road will be closed to through traffic until about the end of October.
So, big statement, and we'll still have people go, I was never told. Councilperson Watson?
The Friends of the Ferndale Library are having their spring cleaning sale. Starts this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So come help them buy some books so they want to take everything to the new library.
They want to sell all the used books.
They're trying really hard to start cleaning out.
If you want to buy a used book, they're on sale.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Price to move.
They got good deals.
They do. Operating hours of the library, it's like 10 Thursday, 10 to 8. I did send you an email.
Yeah, I just for the minutes.
Okay, sorry.
So you don't want people to buy them and then bring them right back?
People do, though. They buy them and they bring them back.
Yeah.
So, that's okay. We'll sell them again.
Councilperson Metzler? they have someone else? No.
Someone raised.
Was it? Okay. Any more council reports? Okay, staff reports. Finance director.
Nothing.
City administrator. I haven't asked yet. Community development director.
Just an update. Last week, the county council did give us preliminary population and employment allocations. So those are the sort of things that we're going to be looking at in the sewer update, transportation, all of that, going through 2016.
Opening on the Planning Commission, so if you know anyone.
Yeah. Arts Commission, too.
Arts Commission.
Arts Commission.
Okay.
City Clerk?
That was my update. We currently have openings for both the Planning Commission and Arts Commission. The Planning Commission application period, I believe, is up next week, I want to say, or the 28th, maybe.
I thought you said March 21st.
Yeah, I believe it's the 21st. And then Arts Commission expires April 25th, so there's quite a while on that. There is a current opening on the Planning Commission. That's why we're advertising for that. For the Arts Commission, there are four potential vacancies, though the mayor's typical is if someone wants to renew, he will authorize that. But we do have at least, so far as I've heard, we do have one opening on the Arts mm-hmm. Commission. Or no, excuse me, two openings on the Arts
two.
Commission.
Yeah.
And I have not heard from the two other folks. So,
is there an age requirement?
An mm-hmm. age requirement?
For the Arts Commission.
There's no age requirement technically for either of those. For the Planning Commission, you must be a resident of the city unless there are no qualified applicants within the city and then the mayor can reach into the urban growth area. For the Arts Commission, there's no age requirement. Four members have to be residents. The other three can be within the school district boundaries or they can have a business interest within the city of Ferndale. So they either own or work at a business in Ferndale.
So if there was a high school student that had really good art capabilities, that might be something for them to get involved in the community.
As long as they're a resident of the city, they're mm-hmm. more than welcome to apply.
Good way to get that high school student really, really frustrated.
They should become chair, though, and take it over.
That's right.
Okay, and that's the end of your report?
Yes.
Public Works Department?
Nothing.
Police Department? Okay, well, at 6:33, I don't know what I'm doing the rest of my evening. I entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor, stand by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.